Let's talk to Clem Chambers. He is the founder of ADVFO. Very good morning to you, young Clem.
Good morning, Nick.
Right, we haven't spoken for a few weeks. We've had the summer. It was quite calm in terms of the equity markets. We didn't have any sort of any stress points that I can think of. Do you think there's going to be some stress points into the end of the year in terms of this basically the trade tariffs amongst all the other political situations that are going on?
You haven't been looking at the FTSE chart, have you?
Well, clearly it's much weaker.
It looks like it's on the edge of a crash.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at that chart, I mean, it's mirrored across Europe, but the UK is very, very clear. I mean, it's coming down like a sack of potatoes, and it's having a little rest. So, you know, the hope is obviously that it's going to now do a double bottom and go back up again. But if you're bearish at all, I mean, there's a 1,000-point drop in that. I mean, there's back to the lows of January, February. I mean, just look at it and tell me how bullish you think that is. It's a very, very, very bearish chart. It's had a pretty strong drop. I mean, it looks very strong if you look at the chart in terms of, you know, bang, it went down. It's paused and it's kind of like, you know, doing a Wile E. Coyote right now. Well, what exactly is going to support the market at the moment? You've got Brexit, you know, coming up, hard Brexit. That's going to be an exciting one for everybody. You've got Trump's war on trade, which only just got escalated. I mean, there's really not much out there. We've got interest rates rising. There's not much out there to support the market. It's not like America when, you know, the Fed just goes, oh, dear, I think we've, you know, pushed it a bit too hard. Let's buy some bonds back and flush some money into the market. UK doesn't do that. I mean, we're not on the ECB QE train. I mean, which is, you know, chugging on into next year. So there we are naked. And if you look at the chart, you look at Germany, the same move is there, but it's not as clear or exacerbated or as precipitate looking. So, you know, I'm sat there in all, you know, with way too much equity thinking, oh, dear, that's looking pretty, pretty bad. Fortunately, I'm in lots of defensives and off the beaten track, so to speak. But, you know, the mainstream FTSE has been kicked down the first flight of steps. And if it doesn't, you know, establish it or continue to establish a base here or somehow rally, which I, you know, I mean, it can, why not? If it was to take another step down, I'm only talking about 50 or 60 points down from here. It's going to, you know, the ground's going to open up and swallow it.
Okay, so in terms of the FTSE, I remember a fund manager coming on the show earlier in the year and basically said you sell it at 7,700 and you buy it at 7,000. And his view that this area was basically a trading range. I tend to agree with you that the chart doesn't look great. How much downside from here if we do break? I had another guest on recently said there was a key support level on a Fibonacci level. How much downside do you think there really is from here?
Well, I mean, I don't get complicated with charts. I mean, I look at them and I go, is it going up or is it going down? And, you know, if the trend is down, and the trend has been mildly down in the UK markets pretty much all year, if you want to look at it and say, hey, is this a bullish market or bearish market? It's faintly bearish. How far down can you go? Well, the question is really not that. It's is it volatility? Is it correction or is it crash? Or is it rally? I mean, you know, you have to take the pick. Well, there's no rallies going on. I mean, in the American market is, you know, flying away as it's been doing for a couple of years now. UK market has been a dead duck for nearly two decades. I mean, it's just a massive underperformer. And if you look at that underperformance and you look at anybody that's underperformed as badly as that, it's only France. Yeah. If you look at the DAX, it's, you know, flying away with America. So basically, it says there's something pretty systemically wrong with the UK market. What that problem is, who knows, could be within the actual market itself. It could be in the City of London itself. It could be, you know, all over the place. But the performance of the FTSE 100 in the last 18 years has been lamentable, absolutely lamentable. And if you compare it with any of the American markets, or for that matter, the DAX, you can see how lamentable that performance has been. I say the only one that equals it, that is the same, and that tracks it, interestingly enough, is France. The French market is also equally lamentable. And, you know, how far can it go down? It can go down a lot. it can rally a lot. I mean, you've got to decide whether you're bullish or bearish. The market says bear. So is it going to go along in a channel? I think that is my bet, that we are in this kind of lamentable lane channel of really no economic activity at all, really. And Brexit is obviously going to smash the UK pretty hard in the next few years. You know, the government of this country and the media of this country are, you know, relatively weak. So, you know, it's not a good picture. But, you know, you buy the bottom, don't you? So I kind of feel that if you're going to be in a market and in global markets, which can crash horribly if they really want to, it's good to be in one which is already relatively, you know, or relatively crashed. So the UK market is very interesting. But you can easily see 1,500 points coming off the FTSE. Just look at the chart. I mean, it says, hey, I'm going to go back to February lows in a heartbeat. So, you know, in this market, which is globally so overheated, on the edge of a trade war, on the edge of a hard Brexit, you know, it's there's a lot of tailwinds. And people say the market climbs a wall of worry. Well, I don't think there's much worrying going on. I think there's, you know, a certain amount of resignation happening. So I think it's a very fragile market to be in, and you have to be pretty defensive, I would say. And, you know, things are working out for me, but I think that's because I've got a load of stocks which have been badly treated by the market over the last year.
Yep.
But, you know, if you had lots of darlings in your portfolio, I think you can be in for a bit of a rough ride up to Christmas.
On that note, Clem, we've run out of time. That's Clem Chambers, the founder of ADVFN. Thank you, Clem.
Wish you better, Nick.
Thank you.